This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Melania Trump sued the Daily Mail newspaper in London for $150 million based on an article they ran that she argued hurt her brand and cost her the opportunity to make millions of dollars and a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity while her husband was running for president. Betsy DeVos was confirmed by the U.S. Senate as Secretary of Education in a historic vote as Vice President Pence broke the tie after Republicans and Democrats locked at 50-50. Army Corps of Engineers has given Dakota Access Pipeline a permit to go under the Mississippi River and complete the pipeline without an environmental impact statement. Amnesty International says up to 13,000 people were hanged by Syrian military police in a prison over 4 years during the civil war. In a survey, up to 35% of respondents did not know that the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare were named for the same thing. Reportedly, there is some movement in the Trump administration to add the Muslim Brotherhood to the terrorist organization list. The Brotherhood won an election in Egypt before the coup and is part of the government in Tunisia and other countries in the Middle East. High school and college students in New York City walked out of class to protest Trump's travel ban. A recent review of the 205 accredited law schools by the nonprofit Law School Transparency found that 51 were in the extreme risk or very high risk category for graduate success. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that immigrants who are caught entering the U.S. illegally have no right to legal representation. A cyber attack disabled 20% of the dark web servers of the data released from 10,000 accounts. Only a few thousand were active. Many of them were anonymous political blogs. Two top executives of SNAP, the Survivors Network of Abuse by Priests, have resigned without explanation. Senator Jeff Sessions was approved by the Senate as Attorney General in a 52-47 vote after Majority Leader McConnell silenced and removed Senator Elizabeth Warren for reading a letter from Coretta Scott King opposing his nomination for a federal judgeship in the 1980s. She read the letter outside the chamber to more than 9 million views. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.